the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 665 in our It's Your Business original series.
Hang on, Bill.
Sorry. There you go.
Wasn't quite prepared this morning.
That number is 665. Oh, geez. Remember that number. You want me to mention
it
again?
I'm okay, I just wasn't.
It's fun to see him play the cymbal as he's playing with the control board. But you do it really well. Rev, of course, with us this morning. This is the first of 2 hours. Lots of territory to cover. And Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, front and center in the building this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
Greater efficiency in the medical field. The cover story Monday. The reactions.
Pretty widely read, so not surprising, you know, given that, first of all, we know a bunch of people in Sioux Falls work in healthcare. But I think a lot of people were surprised. What I was hearing was that we gave a lot of detail in this story about specific ways that the health systems are trying to become more efficient, to operate more lean. And as I suspected, there are some takeaways in there for other businesses. You know, we did a story that was really kind of similar, I think it was early last year, on Kaizen and on lean manufacturing, where we talked to different manufacturing companies in town, and we talked about how this type of lean analysis, process analysis, resulted in some improved business processes and, frankly, cost reduction. I mean, that's usually the outcome in these, although it's not necessarily the overriding goal. So what I heard was other businesses looking at what the health systems did, learning from this cover story and looking internally and thinking how they might be able to make some of those same adjustments and potentially achieve some of the same successes that we're seeing with our health systems. But when I talked to the hospitals afterward, I think the overriding reaction was more to come. This topic isn't going away. There was a lot, even in my reporting, that I just couldn't fit, even though it was a cover story. So stay tuned for more.
Kind of like companies that do a lot of expanding. They have a long-term plan, but they don't know what that long-term plan is.
They might have an idea, but, I mean, it's almost like building a building. We might see a sketch of it, and rarely does it look exactly like it does in that initial rendering. So, yes, it's a process. They're growing, so there are the challenges of growth, but then there are all these other market forces out there, too. You know, the changing demographics of the country, the changing approach to reimbursement. So it's a challenging time to be in healthcare, no doubt.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. Other breaking stories this morning?
Well, I think we should talk about downtown living. Here's the headline, I think, Bill. We can now say that according to a recent market survey anyway, there are more than 2,200 people living downtown. And just to put that in a little context for you, the last time we had an estimate, which was several years ago, it was 1,500. So that's some pretty good growth. And more to come. We have a photo in today's Argus Leader on your business page and lots more multimedia up at SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com, including a photo gallery and a video tour of the new Phillips Avenue lofts. You've probably seen those if you've driven Phillips Avenue toward Falls Park. They are on North Phillips between about 3rd and 4th Streets, and they're going to bring 86 new units online and be ready to go in August. They are already renting up. I think there are about 70 of the 86 left. So pretty good, given that we're months away from being done. And if you would like a look inside those, as well as many other downtown properties, tomorrow morning, annual downtown loft tour gets underway at 10 a.m. We'll go until 4 p.m. You can register at the downtown Sioux Falls office, which is in the Shriver Building at 11th and Phillips. And there are a number of properties, new and ones that have been around for a little while, that you can walk through and get a look. I know it's always so popular online when we put those up. I think people love to get a look inside. You drive by these buildings, many of us who live downtown do all the time, and yet have no idea what some of the living units look like inside. And they're really distinctive. That's the thing about living downtown. They're unique. Very few are alike.
What you may not know is that Jody Schwann is the most famous ex-Cleveland resident that lives in our city. So as the commissioner of the National Football League last night was announcing the pick for the Cleveland Browns, and it was Johnny Football, my immediate response is, Jody will be happy, but we'll never hear of Johnny Football again.
I hope I'll be happy, Bill. I spent a good chunk of my evening. I'm fixated on that last night. I'll have to. You've hit on one of my favorite topics, Cleveland sports. And I've been a Cleveland Browns fan since I was old enough to understand the game when I was about six, which was just in time to have my heart broken multiple times by the Denver Broncos. But we won't revisit that. So, yeah, even my mom has heard the phrase Johnny Football, and a lot of excitement in Cleveland. I guess a roar went up from Brown's training center when that pick came down. All I know is if we hadn't picked him, surefire Hall of Famer. So let's hope that, you know,
so maybe Johnny'd been better off.
Maybe Johnny will be good
picked
for Cleveland. I really, we're due. We're due. But meanwhile, it's been a good week in Cleveland sports for me. Sorry, Twins fans. I did win that series 3-1. Not going to name any names on the air, but I am going to cash in a little bit because of that win. So I'll take those wins anywhere I can get them as a Cleveland sports fan.
Parade of Homes, we're going to talk. Do you want to hook up real quick? We're going to talk with Ryan Janza. Ryan, of course, was with us Monday when we talked about the Parade of Homes. He is out in the field right now, ready for the start of the Parade of Homes, the first of two weekends. Ryan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
You betcha. 76 homes available to see 12 to 6 Saturday, 12 to 4 Sunday, 5:30 to 8:30 on Monday.
Correct. Yeah, we are out getting geared up. Lots of guys out power washing driveways and making the final touches, trying to get it ready for the start tomorrow.
Jody said she actually did a little walkthrough on one of those. Jody, can you share it with Ryan?
Yes, this is typical me, right? I said to your folks at the Home Builders Association, I want to see the most expensive house. So they got me into the one out in Prairie Hills out in the southwest part of town. That is about $1 million house. And I had a unique Parade of Homes experience, guys, because it was almost done. I mean, here we are two days before. Most people don't realize this, but you're sort of an 11th hour, you know, deal with the Parade of Homes. I mean, there's
always
a lot that get done, right at the last minute. So it was really fun for me to see something that was so far along, a great-looking house, some really unique features, including Bill and I were just talking about sports. The homeowner there is probably a bigger sports fan than even the two of us, because in the lower level, there are literally three TVs, like, right next to each other, multiple viewing opportunities. So
I know the house you're talking about. I don't think that there's a spot in that whole thing, including the garage, that you couldn't watch a sporting event.
I know where I'm headed for March Madness. That would be perfect.
You do have a charity home this year. You don't have a feature home, but a charity home.
Correct. They're the Home Builders Association, in conjunction with the Home Builders Care Foundation, put a house up just off of 69th and Heather Ridge Avenue on Wicklow. That home is all the proceeds are going to benefit the Care Foundation. Really, the goal there was to try to get it more endowed so that we didn't have to constantly, keep raising money for that. So this will be the one-time opportunity to, build that beautiful home and sell it, and then the Care Foundation can continue to do amazing things for the local schools and the surrounding communities. So.
Now, you guys do have a place that people can look online to find out where the homes are, and then, of course, you can pick them up all around town as well.
Correct. Yeah, Home Ideas Magazine is the magazine that you can pick up, Hy-Vees, gas stations locally. That's where you're going to find the map itself. And then you can also go to hbasouempire.com and list all the homes. You can sort multiple ways by price category and location if you'd like. Makes it a little bit easier that way too. But those are the two easiest ways to find out where to either start or finish. So,
yeah, Ryan, I was talking to Preston Mettler, who's the builder of the house that we mentioned earlier, and he said that things have been pretty busy, and we've noticed that all along, especially as the weather, thank goodness, has gotten better, that the builders have been pretty busy. What are you hearing in the industry?
Yeah, I think, what we see, obviously being in the development end of things, with Van Buskirk here, I mean, we see the activity earlier than the builders do in most cases. So we were busy all winter, frankly. Even as bad as the winter was, they continued to dig holes, punch through some of the deepest frost we've seen in a long time, which was an encouraging sign coming into the spring, I guess if we can call it spring. But we're getting closer to spring. But yes, the numbers are on par with what we were seeing last year. And I think with the interest rates staying good, I think we're going to see another really, really good year from in all sectors of new homes and whether it be new homes or multifamily in Sioux Falls this year.
Ryan, one of the things that we always encourage people to do, and we mean this sincerely, is if you have questions or you're looking, now's the time to do it, even more this year because of the supply and inventory of number of homes there.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It is one of those things that I think, you know, when the interest rates were continuing to fall, obviously people were waiting for that rock bottom, and I think that was a, you know, in some cases, you know, some people hit the number right on the head, but, you know, the favorable atmosphere now is ripe to take advantage of it, frankly. I mean, you know, everybody says, you know, the interest rates aren't going to stay low forever, and that's just a fact of life. And I think that with the economy kind of, you know, really rebounding here locally, and I think that it's a really solid time and a good time to go and talk to your lender.
Ryan Janz, the Home Builders Association, Pray to Home scheduled this weekend, 12-6 on Saturday, 12-4 Sunday, 5:30, 8:30. On Monday evening, Home Builders Real Estate Show on Monday. Jody, Ryan, thank you. You guys both have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, another big event tomorrow. We'll share that and another scam if you're traveling. All a part of It's Your Business. In addition to the Parade of Homes this weekend, the big Sioux Falls Greenway cleanup scheduled tomorrow from 8 to 11. It wouldn't dare rain. It might be cold, but we'll see some shine. And from the sustainability team, is that correct?
I'm the sustainability technician for the city of Sioux Falls.
And this is Jessica
Lanchin.
Lanchin.
Yeah.
I've got two Jessies in this segment, so I got to be really careful.
Keep you on your toes.
Partnering organizations, and the idea is to do some cleanup, share with our audience what we're doing.
Yeah, so we will have 8 different park locations along the bike trail system near the Big Sioux River this weekend. Will it be 7 partnering organizations? They're providing volunteer coordinators at each of the different 8 park locations. They'll be handing out bags, gloves, maps. All we need you to do is show up to any of the 8 different parks, and they'll get you ready for the cleanup.
So let's go through where and who is helping.
Sure. So I'll just start here with Legacy Park. We've got the South Dakota Canoe and Kayak Association. Further down, we've got at Dunham Park, Killian Community College will be there at a canopy tent location. Sertoma Park will be hosted by U.S. Bank at the shelter there. Spencer Park, that's where I'll be the whole time. At the shelter location, we'll have Sioux Falls Arena SMG staff members there. Cherry Rock Park and Rotary Park will be hosted by Sierra Club. For that park location, we're actually asking people to maybe come around 9 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock, just so we stay out of the Avera breast cancer race way. We won't be right on the trail, but we don't want to mess anything up with that race at all. So maybe 9 o'clock for those locations, Rotary Park and Cherry Rock Park. And then further north, we've got Faywick Park will be hosted by DTSF, and Falls Park will be hosted by John Morales.
People sitting out there saying, why do we need to do this? Why do people not pick up on their own? People just never have picked up on their own.
Right. Unfortunately, you know, trash blown litter happens. Some people, you know, litter does happen, gets out of the containers, whatnot. But we just want to make sure that the bike trail system is ready to go for the busy summer season. So let's make it look as beautiful as we can. Sioux Falls is a beautiful community. So anything we can do to try to help with that, we definitely want to take care of that this weekend.
Jessica, we always like to mention that by being clean, by making people feel welcome when they come to town, doing both in the same weekend, pretty good deal.
Yeah, that would be great. If people who are not even from Sioux Falls want to come and volunteer, the more the merrier. We'll definitely find stuff for you to pick up. So if you're not from Sioux Falls, we still would welcome you to come, and you can check out our different bike trail system and the different parks along the bike trail system. Be a great way to get to know Sioux Falls and the people of Sioux Falls.
Now, trash will be separated from recyclables.
Yes.
And other? Explain that.
Yep. So we will have black bags for trash and clear bags for recyclables. You'll get both bags when you check in with your volunteer coordinators at the different parks. Once you fill up a bag, we just ask that you place it on the bike trail, and city staff will be coming around with gaiters and picking those up.
So all right. So somebody is hearing us for the first time. Is there a website they can go to that will have all this information, or a number they can call?
Yep. So you can visit our website at siouxfalls.org/green. We've got a map here with the different partnering organizations on it, and I was told that we'll put that up on your guys' website too.
Good.
So, yep, well, you can go to either your website or siouxfalls.org/green. On our website, we've got a map that has broken down on the different trails how long. So if you don't have 3 hours to commit, you can pick a different park location that has a shorter segment, so maybe just a mile long. I think Fawick Park is a little bit shorter. So you can plan your route according to that.
Jessica Langen, sustainability technician.
Yes.
That's not the easiest thing to say.
It sounds like a complicated name.
Yes. All right. Jesse, thanks for taking time to be with us.
No problem. Morning. Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, from one Jessica to a Jesse from the South Dakota Better Business Bureau. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
In our 10 o'clock hour today, Mr. Tom Johnson, who is an attorney,
yes.
Johnson Christensen Law, lost his wallet in Nashville last week for about 3 hours. Scared to death things would happen, but it's kind of a reminder when you travel, things are a little different. Maybe you have an extra copy of a photo ID someplace else other than your wallet. But your scam actually goes a little further than just losing a wallet.
It does. We're going to talk today about travel scams overseas that you can encounter as you travel. We're just embarking on that travel season, just as Jessica was alluding to, that spring and summertime is here. People are ready to get on the move. And there's things that you need to be aware of when you travel overseas as well. A lot of times, especially in China, you want to be very aware of your taxi drivers over there. Evidently not as well regulated as it typically is in the U.S. So try and have your luggage in your back seat with you if possible. Or have your taxi driver take it out of the cab prior to you exiting the cab so they don't drive off with your valuables. Can't imagine being stranded overseas without your luggage. And then also make sure they use the meters. Sometimes they'll tell you, oh, no, we're a limo. We don't need to use the meters. So if you're savvy and they know that they can't scam you, come off a little bit bolder than maybe you would typically.
You had a great story in the printed that I saw,
yes,
with somebody saying, would you help us with the English language?
Right, exactly. Again, that was in China. They wanted to practice their English with a lady. So they said, let's go to this tea house and have some tea. Well, she got a charge for $82 or something for a custom tea room. So, you think you're being flattered. And, of course, you want to help somebody learn their English. But really, they're just looking for a way to scam you, too. So you just can't get away from it. And Italy has long been known for the gypsies. But, again, when we talk about skimming at ATM machines in the U.S., it's the same thing overseas. A lot of us use our credit cards overseas because the exchange rate is
better. Is that more dangerous overseas to use a credit card?
No, actually your credit card is safer to use overseas.
Really?
It really is. You get a better exchange rate on your credit card overseas. Your bank will encourage you to use your credit card overseas as opposed to exchanging cash at a bank. Your exchange rate is so much better on your credit card. And then you're not carrying a lot of cash with you, regardless of what companies or what country's currency you have. But most countries love U.S. currency, so you have to be really careful that you don't travel with a whole lot of American cash. Italy's a beautiful destination this time of year, but Italy, especially the big cities, are fraught with gypsies. Having been in Italy a few years ago, we were really at the very end of the gypsy season. But they have these fake babies that are unbelievable, that look like real babies. And these women cry and wail, and next thing you know, somebody's bumped into you and your wallet's gone. So, your senses have to be really heightened when you travel, especially during a traveling season and there's a whole lot of tourists. Because it's, again, you're just really prime for somebody to see a great opportunity to depart with your cash.
You know, we mentioned Tom Johnson and his wallet. Who left something behind?
Gosh,
last
let me think.
Week?
Who would that be? That's a great story. Last week we were at MB Haskett. It was like being at Cheers. It was a great environment. I had my wallet sitting next to me just like I do now. I picked up my keys and my phone and got in the car and left. I go down and get the office open, and I went to a meeting at City Hall, and then my phone just starts blowing up. I get texts and phone calls. Well, the great folks at MB Haskett had my wallet, and Bill was so gracious to send me an email telling me that they had my wallet. And then they had called my office and gone to our Omaha office, and they had called me. And again, Sioux Falls, what a great place to live. I I texted my girlfriend who was out in the father. I'm like, could you swing by MB Haskett and pick up my wallet? I'm like, because I think you have this text, they'll give it to you. And it was funny because I didn't even open it to see if everything was in it. I just was able to, you know, I was very comfortable at being a knucklehead and leaving my wallet and knowing it was in good hands in the folks in Sioux Falls.
Enter my wife on this story.
Yes.
She has taught me never open a woman's purse or wallet. So it's sitting there. And immediately I'm thinking, what would Carolyn do? What would Carolyn do? So we asked the gentleman at MB's to go ahead and open, and that's when they found it, and we witnessed it together to make sure that everything was in proper order. And at that point, I knew it was you, and I thought, well, maybe if her cell phone's in there, that could be a problem too. But I just emailed you back. You were happy to get back to me. I think it was an hour and a half.
Yes.
So you
I hadn't even noticed
three
it was
hours,
gone.
Much like Tom Johnson did
right.
in Nashville.
Exactly. But I was too dumb to even know it was missing. At least Tom knew that he didn't have his with him. But again, you know, Sioux Falls is a great place to live and work. So, yeah, you just have to obviously be cautious everywhere that you go.
So if you have questions about scams.
Yes.
How would they reach one Jesse Schmidt?
You bet. Well, I tell people, give us a call all the time. Our direct number is 271-2066 here in Sioux Falls. And then you can always go online to BBB.org to look a company up or to file a complaint. But again, we are there anytime you need us. So don't hesitate to give us a call.
But nice having two Jessies in this segment. One is cleaning up, and the other is making sure that somebody doesn't clean you up.
Yeah, exactly. So,
when we come back, we're going to set the stage for the rest of the show, including Landscape Garden Center. They have signs of spring. They're going to take care of Mom this weekend, make and take. We'll also visit with the follow-up to the sculpture walk. How did that go, and where are we going as It's Your Business? That follows Fox Business News. Coming on the half. Welcome back to It's Your Business. It's that time in the show where I get to talk about a good night's sleep. It's 9:33 on a Friday morning. And as you probably have heard me talk about in the show, Comfort King has made a difference for me. Even if it's a boring soap opera, or it might be the NFL draft where we don't know who the Vikings are going to take and some don't care. You know, you're able to actually prop yourself up with that Comfort King with the zero gravity, the box support spring, and even get the massage as you're waiting for these guys to trade and make a difference. But to me, when we went to the factory with Chris Larson, Mr. and Mrs. Zortman, she got the bed on her side of it that has her controls. I got it on my side. We've been married 45 years, and guess what? We don't agree on everything. So that works. And for me, it's a good ROI. If I have a good night's sleep, I can face a Lee Looning, I can face an Adam Scott, I can face a Jim Clark or a Paul DeYoung. All a part of It's Your Business. Keep it in mind for you. All right, let's go out to Golf Addiction and talk with one Adam Scott this morning. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
It's good. It's, of course, part of the golf show team we have on Wednesday is one Adam Scott. Good to have you with us. At the Players, your team's not doing the best this week, but you're not out of the hunt. Martin Kreimer.
Not out of the hunt yet. I mean, day one's down. Day two is about to end or underway. So we can make some moves and see what we can shake up for the weekend.
Martin Kreimer with the lead this morning. He's 1 under after 10 holes. He's a 10 under, 3-stroke lead. Adam Scott, looks like he's going to miss the cut.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a good thing that you were picking on me earlier in the week of not having Adam Scott in. As, you know, we're going to save him as he's going to have a strong summer and a strong finish to the season. So I got to save my throw-ins of Adam Scott.
Now we've got Adam Scott in this with Golf Addiction. We got Dave Austed. We've got Paul at Golf Etc., who's like running the Kentucky Derby with California Chrome. We've got Randy Dierheim. We've got the two docs, Dr. Tim. We've got Dr. Max. You got Bill Zortman. And the leader after the first day is Pink Bag Pink Balls, my wife, putting us all to shame. And she has no idea who's playing this week.
It must have been because you got a good night's sleep, Bill.
Hey, you ought to be in marketing. Oh, you are. You are. Tell us what's going on at Golf Addiction. You guys are taking advantage of bringing together a great life, the great weather, indoor golf, outdoor golf.
You know, I guess a lot's going on with Golf Addiction this May. Starting out with that $50, 30 days, unlimited golf, unlimited entertainment at Golf Addiction with miniature golf to hunting to skeet ball and over 50 different golf courses. And if you're sick of the wind like most of the South Dakotans are at this time, as we get, it seems like windy days every single day these last few weeks, come into Golf Addiction. We'll leave the wind off. We'll keep the beers coming. And we'll have some great beer specials throughout the weeks as well for you. So come in, check us out, and play a round of golf, play some skeet ball, miniature golf, or come in and shoot some pistols. That's always a good time.
And again, if you're in the Fargo area, you have a Golf Addiction that came online just a few months ago up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a very similar layout to what we have at the Sioux Falls location, bringing that entertainment, that environment of people coming in and looking for more than just building up to a bar. They're looking for coming in and having something to entertain while they play and hang out with the family and or some good friends. So, again, check us out at golfaddiction.biz. We've got some videos up there to see what our facility looks like. And or just stop into the store. I'd love to give you a tour, kind of give you a crash course, and let you take a swing on what we'd consider the best simulators out there.
Reservations obviously needed as busy as you guys are.
Yeah, so with the unlimited golf package that we're doing for that $50 promotion, we get a fair amount of people taking advantage of coming in and playing for 4 or 5 hours, and it's not costing any more than that $50. So, yeah, you'll want to call in, schedule a time. We'll get you locked and loaded on the right sim, depending on what you'd like to do, whether it's hunting or golf. And we'll have a ton of fun with you. So we've got a great menu of food, so you can come in on the lunch specials for the $6 lunch special. Take advantage of that and or just come in and have a beverage with us this afternoon at the $5 pitcher special starting at 2 o'clock.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, you do good work. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You betcha. The Sculpture Walk. Where are we going with the artist tour in town? We'll tell you about It's Your Business plans when It's Your Business returns. We were all ready to talk with Jim Clark this morning and Sherry Treby, who works with Lee Looning. And I was told Lee Looning was on the road, but he's in the studio. How'd you arrange that, Jim?
He is here. I don't know. He just said, "Hey, I'm available," and he's passing through, I think.
She's calling me right now.
Well, okay. We'll get her on. We'll get Rev on the phone with her, but we will make sure that we do that. What we wanted to do, we've talked about the Sculpture Walk. We did our 2 hours last week. Thanks for helping us set everything up with that, Jim.
Yep. My pleasure.
Jim Mathis did a nice job.
Yep.
He's not Jim Clark, but he said he didn't completely want to be. He's kind of got a mind of his own, but it was very special to have him with us. Lee, you were on the show last Friday along with the gentleman from Belgium, and we talked a little bit about the Sculpture Walk. Did everything happen as you wanted it to?
Well, the weather wasn't the greatest, but it still was amazing the number of people that showed up to see it that afternoon. I talked to a couple from St. Paul that drove all the way down just to see the opening, which I'm going, really? So we're pulling people from Minneapolis into Sioux Falls.
Well, it's better than watching the Twins at home.
Well, yeah. You know you got a winner with that. But it was a really great turnout. Even on the second day when the weather was miserable, we still had people that couldn't wait to get to see the piece. And frankly, this is the best one. They get better every year. I don't know how Jim attracts people, you know, knowing Jim, but still, they keep coming.
You know, Jim introduced me to one person at the event, and then he was so busy that he had to talk to everybody
else. Right?
And he said, "Here's our radio guy that's right there." And I got a chance to meet three or four great people. And one I'm going to remember is the lady from Salt Lake City that has one of the big animals that...
Dolores Shalady.
And she had brought her family, and she was so excited to meet the radio guy that I had to go over and sit with the family for a while from Salt Lake, and they were the nicest people in the world. and they love Sioux Falls, and they wish Salt Lake City had a sculpture walk.
Well, you know, when Dolores first came to Sculpture Walk, she was over 80, and she's been with us now 3 or 4 years. So, but she's still as spry as ever. She brought her kids with her. Her son drives the truck, and she always delivers monumental sculptures. I mean, these are big pieces. And, yeah, she's just a wonderful person, and her sculpture this year is the big walrus, which is bigger than the polar bear. You can believe that.
If that's possible.
Yeah.
That's why she's so spry. She's picking up those huge bronzes.
I'll tell you, she had a healthy family that was helping her, and they were talking about lifting, and they were doing it. But one of the things that we asked Jim to do, and I asked Sherry and Lee to help us, was to help pull together some people that we will talk to between now and Labor Day on this radio show. Sherry is on the road this morning. Sherry, good morning to you.
Hello.
You were teaching art when I visited with you yesterday in Aberdeen. Are you on the road today?
Yes, my son is graduating from U of M, and I'm going to his senior exit show. So,
awesome. All right, now, I know you have pulled together some people that we're going to talk to. Can you kind of give us an overview of the folks we're going to talk to and what you think people will learn from them?
Well, I think what struck me the most was what an amazing assortment of artists from all over, not just this country, but from the world. And, you know, I think, well, for instance, let me start with our artists because they're so amazing. We have Dana Parlier. She's from New York City. And he teaches at the Art Students League, which is an incredibly famous art school and has produced many of our modern artists. And he's there with a piece, an abstract piece, and he comes every year. I'm just amazed by the quality of art and artists that we have there. It's incredible. And then we have another gentleman, Rick Bozelnik from Belgium, who has relatives, and he stayed with them in Sioux Falls, and he brought a piece that he fabricated right here, right in Sioux Falls. And then I saw it go down the road. It was huge. It's beautiful. There's just an amazing assortment for people to look at, something for everyone.
Well, it's going to be fun, and what we have done, and it's been a couple of years since we did this, is to talk to them about where their sculpture work is, what they were giving as a message, and their thoughts of Sioux Falls. Do you think that works, Sherry?
Well, I think the artists, a lot of them, when they first started coming, were absolutely amazed that Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which, you know, is kind of in the middle of the Midwest, had such quality here, and there was such an opportunity for them to show. And every artist, of course, has a little something different to say in a different way. I can keep going on with these artists if you want to hear about
them. Give me a couple of more, and then we'll talk a little bit with Lee and Jim and wrap up this segment.
Okay. Well, Chris Powell. He's a Native American. He does kind of stylized work, and he's been there every year with Lee and I since the conception, a sculpture walk. He's got an abstract called Perfect Swing, which is kind of a reference to golf, of all things. Native American and golf. Where else are you going to get that? And then we have Kimbler Fieberger from Minnesota, from Minneapolis, and she does these whimsical Humpty Dumpty eggs. They're all kinds of characters. So bronze can be just about anything, or a permanent sculpture can be made out of just about any permanent material. And then last but not least, I want to talk about Jacques Frazee and his daughter Paige, right from Milbank, South Dakota. She's only 11th grader in high school, and she does found object art. And this year she's got a T-Rex, a great big fabricated T-Rex that's on Phillips Avenue. And her dad does fabrication. He's got kind of an abstract piece called Bill. So not only do we have world-class sculptors from all over the world, we have them right here from South Dakota.
Jim, when we start talking about this interesting selection again, some of them are new, some keep coming back, but we keep hearing the story that you've helped open the door to a lot of other cities in the Midwest, kind of what Lee's doing right now. He's doing a little traveling to share.
Yes, you know, it's good for Sculpture Walk to have some partners in the area. It elevates us as a program. to the artist, because other programs are starting up around the country just because they know that public sculpture programs are good for the community. So we have good partnerships with three or four different communities in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and also in Iowa. And so the art from Sioux Falls goes to those communities, and the artists have opportunities to sell sculptures, lease sculptures, and win awards. So it's been a good relationship with those communities, and that's what Lee's been up to. And he's sold sculptures in those communities as well.
All of them. Well, I told Mason City and Eau Claire at the receptionist that what they're getting from Sioux Falls is a pick of the best of the best. That's been juried here, and they picked the best. So they're extremely happy, and they're having really good success selling the sculptures, I think about a third of them, which is why the artists come. We're commercial artists. We do professional art. It costs money. And the best critique is a check. And so they're making us happy.
Yeah. So our 2013 sculptures went to those communities, and they're happy. The artists are happy, and they're happier with Sculpture Walk because of it.
Lee Looning, Sherry Treby, Jim Clark, Sculpture Walk. You start hearing next week, up to Labor Day, an artist a week, as we'll visit. Kind of remind you that you have something to show when you're in Sioux Falls, or you're coming to Sioux Falls. And it lets you kind of think out of the box. Guys, Sherry, thanks for joining us this morning.
Bill, thank you.
When we come back, Landscape Garden Center. What can you do for
.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Whether it's close to home or halfway around the world, we've got you covered. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
It is the Mother's Day weekend, and Paul DeJong from Landscape Garden Center is joining us now. Paul and board-certified arborist Sam Kizar joins us in the second hour. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Mother's Day weekend. There are a lot of us that are saying, oh, my goodness, I have done nothing for Mother's Day. What can I do? You've got some great ideas.
Oh, we certainly do. Mother's Day is always a great weekend for grabbing hanging baskets, anything of color. In a long tradition we've had is 25% off rose plants. And, I mean, these look great. They're bud and bloom, so they're in their full glory. They're blooming. So it would be a great opportunity to give mom something to put in the garden or something in a container.
Now, you've got a 10 o'clock and a 2 o'clock on Saturday as far as the making of the baskets and taking them with them. Can you tell them the difference between 10 and 2?
The difference between 10 and 2 is, again, in between time, there's a lot of things going on. We got hot dogs, soda, popcorn, baked goods, and kids can stop in at any time and plan an annual for that. But it's just a matter of a personal taste. 10 o'clock's more of a traditional make and take, and the other's more of a little more, can use a little more of your creativity.
So when we start talking about Mother's Day and you had the open house last weekend, even though our weather friends all over the area are not cooperating as much as we like, it's still that time to really spring.
It certainly is. And, you know, we got to remember, too, whatever the weather turns out to be, we've got thousands of square foot of covered shopping in the retail store and also in the greenhouse itself. So, and we also have umbrellas, too. So if it happens to be some spring showers, which, you know, they always say April showers bring May flowers. So I suppose May flowers bring summer flowers. So however it goes. So rain is never a bad thing.
Last Friday, we talked about some of the things in your inventory that people might have an interest in addition to the hanging make-and-take baskets. What else might be in their thought process?
Yes, vegetable gardening is a huge thing, and that's not going to go away. We have lots of heirloom tomato plants, a full line of other plants. We also have honeyberries, which is a fruit-bearing, shrubby-type plant, a perennial-type plant that's supposed to be very high in antioxidants, and another red berry, and for the life of me, I can't, goji berries. They're kind of they get to be a larger plant, very a big hit now in the health food stores, the dried and dehydrated. So those are two plants that are hardy for our area, and you have great health benefits, and they'll just keep giving from year to year.
So the Mother's Day event got to touch a lot of people because Mom may or may not still be with them. And if Mom's not there, maybe it's an opportunity to take a child with you and to talk about Grandma, talk about Mom, whatever it might be, and talk about the importance of flowers that do live on.
Right, and even if you may not have a... So I hear the comment a lot, I don't have a green thumb, which I don't necessarily agree with that. It's just having the right information or having the right plant in the right spot. So that's what we pride ourselves on, is giving you the right information. And Mom may not have always had the greenest thumb either, but memories grow fonder in times. And you're always at a point in your life where you can learn more. But you're right, it's interesting. You'll see a lot. After lunch, you'll see several generations come in the store, maybe from young children to middle-aged people up to, you know, you'll see Mom, maybe she's in her 80s or even older. So it's really is a family day, and it's very important. You know, mothers most commonly have a very warm spot in everybody's heart. So it's a fun day.
So for the 10 o'clock and the 2 o'clock tomorrow, you're encouraging reservations.
Yes, that would be correct. We're expecting a pretty large crowd, but we do have, I've never heard us turn anybody away, so there's plenty of room out there, but that way we can plan for the crowd and give you the best opportunity that we can.
And it says, don't forget to bring your gloves.
Yes.
Is that important?
It is important. Some people like to get the dirt on my hands, so it's not a bad idea, and we can supply gloves for you, too. But
we'll get you some gloves, Bill.
There you go.
But bring some garden gloves if you choose to, but we can find some for you, or if you want to experience. They say that part of the therapy of gardening is having the dirt on your hands, so however you want to experience it.
You stick around, and we'll talk with you and Sam in our next hour.
I'll look forward to it.
We do have one last stop before we go to the break. John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. John, good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
It is, and with it being Mother's Day weekend, I'll bet that's kind of special at Valentino's.
Yes, it is. You know, we open up at 9 a.m. on Sundays anyway for brunch, and we've got quite a few reservations on the books already coming in before that 10 o'clock hour, so...
You know,
a lot of moms coming in and enjoying the brunch with us.
You know, the Sunday mornings that I've been there, I have noticed families, several generations together. And I had one family say they do that every week, to where it gives them a chance to sit down and let you guys do the cooking and let them do the talking and visiting and having something to remember for years to come.
Yeah, we have quite a few regular families and extended families that come in on the weekends. We used to have a lot more. However, you know, kids tend to grow up or move away, so we don't see them until they all get back to Sioux Falls. But it's really fun to see these young adults now who used to be here when they were just at the stage of walking. And we have a good time with them.
Fish to fry on this Friday at Valentino's, 41st and Willow, but you got much more than that. We're in our last 40 seconds.
Yes, we do. Of course, we got our baked lasagna that everybody raves about, our six different sauces with our pasta noodles, plus our spinach artichoke flatbread, our bacon cheeseburger that's rev special.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, a big dessert bar. So.
Well, and don't mention salad too many times. I know Joy wants me to use the word salad in my diet. But yes, we'll talk about that next hour. Promise that to Joy. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.